What is your lineage? What is your tradition? This is a question I have been asked in the context of some research project, and the question, full question is, if you do consider yourself as a representative of one tradition or to be a disciple of some, kindly please do share short your background and how you are or have become rooted within this particular parampara. Have you received some formal education within your lineage? Please do share shortly a few insights. What do you consider to be your spiritual home? My name is Sukadev. I'm from Yoga Vidya, and we are a long tradition. It's a Shankaracharya tradition. Shankaracharya lived around 800 AD, and Shankara again was in a longer tradition. We have a Guru Parampara Stotra starting with Vishnu himself. So, in our Stotra is Narayana Padma Bhava Vasishta Shaktim Chadatputra Parasharam Cha Vyasam Sukham Gautapadam Mahantam Govinda Yogindra Matasya Shishyam Shri Shankara Chaya Matasya Padma Padam Cha Hastamalakam Cha Shishyam Tam Totakam Vatika Karamanyanas Matgurun Santadamanatosmi. So, our tradition goes back to Narayana, Vishnu, God himself. Most Indian spiritual tradition say they started with God himself. There are traditions which start with Narayana, Vishnu. Some start with Shiva, often with Dakshinamurti. Some start with Dattatreya, and some start with the Divine Mother. Even though our tradition starts with Narayana, it's not a Vaishnava tradition per se, because at some point there comes Shakti, even though Shakti is just the son of Parashura, but Vasishta, but he's also a manifestation of the Divine Mother. And then we have Shankaracharya, who is the Vedanta teacher in the 8th century, or around 800 AD, and he's supposed to be an incarnation of Shiva. So, we are a Yoga Vedanta tradition, and it continues with Swami Shivananda, who lived from 1887 to 1963, and then Swami Vishnudevananda, who lived from 1927 to 1993. I myself studied directly with Swami Vishnudevananda. I stayed in his ashrams and centers from 1980 to 1991, so spent, you could say, 12 years as his disciple. I had a formal training in the sense of yoga teacher's training course, advanced teacher's training course. I had initiation, mantra initiation. I had the brahmacharya initiation, sannyas initiation. Later on, I was Swami Vishnu absolved me from the vows as a monk, and he gave me his blessings to continue the life, or you could say, it's not really a householder, but as a spiritual aspirant who is dedicated to practicing, to learning, studying, and teaching. Swami Vishnu gave me also the authorization to give mantra initiation and spiritual names. And so that's how I got the formal education, I got the initiations, I got the authorization to continue the initiations. And the most important part is I spent 12 years serving him and his organization. By serving a teacher, you tune yourself with a teacher. And by tuning yourself with a teacher, you get that subtle parampara. There are two words, there's Guru Parampara, that is the yoga disciple, para it means before or the highest or what comes before. So Guru Parampara, you could say, is the lineage of the teachers, and another name is Sampradaya, which is the tradition. And so you enter a tradition by formal education, by initiation, and by service. So I have all these three. Of course, what is also very traditional in India, a student who stays with a teacher for a while can also start his own movement. It used to be that every teacher started got their own disciples, and that became independent, but was part of the bigger movement. The same way, Yoga Vidya is not part of Shivananda Yoga Vedanta, which was founded by Swami Vishnu. Swami Vishnu Devananda's organization, Shivananda Yoga Vedanta, is not part of the Divine Life Society. Divine Life Society was founded by Swami Shivananda. In that way, Divine Life Society then is one formal organization which still exists. Shivananda Yoga Vedanta is in the same tradition, part of the Divine Life Society, and not part of the Divine Life Society, but in the tradition of Swami Shivananda. Yoga Vidya is independent, but we're in the same tradition. And that is also very characteristic for Indian Sampradaya. There's not this formal, like in Christianity. In Christianity, you have monastic orders, and then you have the head of the monastic order, and everybody is, they are one big organization. So you have the Jesuits, you have the Benedictines, you have the Dominicans, and so on. And so there are big organizations. In India, it's not like that. You used to have basically no big organization. With the 19th century and beginning of the 20th century, Indians learned a little bit from the Europeans, and so they started the Ramakrishna Mission, or actually the Divine Life Society, pretty big organizations. But this whole tradition continues, that there are continuous offshoots of it. Another example is you have the banyan tree, which is a big tree, and from this banyan tree sometimes twigs fall down, and then they build their own banyan tree. They're part of the old tree, and they're still different. In that way, Yoga Vidya is in the tradition of Swami Shivananda, tradition of Shankaracharya, tradition of the Vedic teachers, tradition of Swami Vishnudevananda, and at the same time, we're an independent spiritual home. I personally go regularly to Shivananda Yoga Ashram Rishikesh. You could say it's like my grandfather's home. I go there, but my spiritual home is Yoga Vidya, which I founded myself.